AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The House has given final congressional approval to a bill that mandates review of any nuclear deal with Iran. Today, during a summit at Camp David, President Obama offered new security guarantees to Gulf state allies who are worried about a deal that would leave them vulnerable.
The president told leaders from Saudi Arabia and five other Gulf countries their security is America's security.
The United States will stand by our GCC partners against external attack and will deepen and extend the cooperation that we have.
He spoke after a meeting rife with talk about an Iranian nuclear deal that lifts sanctions and how Tehran's actions pose a threat in Yemen, Syria, and elsewhere. In response, Obama says the U.S. will send more military aid, train special operations troops, and help the Arabs build a joint missile defense. Mark Smith at the Gulf Arab Summit, Camp David.
The lead investigator for the National Transportation Safety Board says the engineer of the Amtrak train that derailed in Philadelphia has agreed to be interviewed by NTSB accident investigators in the next few days. Robert Zumwalt says investigators are already interviewing survivors.
We want to find out their perspective of things.
An Amtrak dispatcher injured in the deadly derailment has filed what's apparently the first lawsuit. A lawyer says Bruce Phillips is still being treated at a hospital for a concussion, brain trauma, and spinal injuries. A prosecutor said today he won't charge a white northeastern Illinois police officer in the fatal shooting of a black 17-year-old. The Lake County State's attorney says the fleeing teenager was holding a loaded handgun and the officer feared for his life and the life of a fellow officer. This is AP Radio News. The Islamic State group has released an audio message purportedly from its reclusive leader.
The message posted on militant websites has a voice that sounds like Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's, calling on all Muslims to go to war everywhere, saying Islam was never a religion of peace, but rather a religion of fighting. The message references the Saudi-led air campaign against rebels in Yemen, which began 6 months ago. Al-Baghdadi's only appeared in public once, in a video released in July. The last audio message reportedly from him was in November, days after Iraqi officials said he was wounded in an airstrike. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
President Obama says he's not drawing a new red line on Syrian chemical weapons usage. Obama says the U.S. is working with international partners to investigate whether Syria's government is dropping chlorine bombs on civilians. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.